And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
Lovely to see you on this Sunday morning and lovely to see author and podcaster, welcome back, Sarah Davidson.
Hello, good morning.
Sarah.
It's lovely to have you, Sarah.
Welcome to our team.
Yes.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you with us today, Sarah, because first up we're going to be talking about something that I know that you've experienced firsthand, and it's what is described as burnout. So now this is a term that I think many of us have heard but not fully understand until perhaps recently, that it is actually a diagnosable condition, that it's not just a vague description about being a bit exhausted and overwhelmed at work. Burnout actually is a recognised syndrome. And you experienced this yourself.
Yes, quite a spectacular breakdown, actually, back in those lawyer days. But I think it is one of those things that I would love to help others not necessarily need it as a rite of passage to make all the realizations of how to avoid it. I was very lucky to have a breakdown that turned into a breakthrough and led me out of corporate and into business, getting off that productivity hamster wheel. But it is, it's crippling. It can be, you're bedridden. It can be physical and emotional. And it's something definitely in this day and age with the glorification of busy to really learn how to avoid.
Did you feel anything in the lead up? Did you feel different in the few days before all that? Did you think, you know, everything's okay, but I'm not quite right?
I think that's the hardest thing, is it often happens because you're not in tune enough to even feel anything. Okay. And the problem is, you know, people say listen to your body, but if you're running on adrenaline, your body
don't have
can
time, do you?
Or it can feel good. You feel adrenaline can feel like real energy, and it mimics that feeling of I'm doing great. You wake up in the morning, but you're running on less than empty. So I was actually thinking I was having a great time before I woke up on the floor.
Wow. And well, and the symptoms are things like exhaustion, but really sort of hard to, like, intangible things like loss of empathy towards the people that you work for or work with, that reduced sense of professional accomplishment. There's lots of things, you know, lack of focus, all these sorts of things that we're going to be talking more about with Professor Gordon Parker, who is the founder of the Black Dog Institute. He has written a book about burnout and the sorts of things that can help you diagnose it in yourself, because often it's misdiagnosed and misunderstood for depression. Mm. It's not depression. It's something completely different. And importantly, it can impact on you. It doesn't need to be a paid role that is actually exacerbating your experience. You know, there are obviously people in caring roles, whether there's mothers or people who have lots of family members that they're caring for, can lead to burnout.
And just imagine currently the pressure on teachers, for instance, or health practitioners for that matter. And could I also call out at this early stage, pharmacists on top for trust. Now, that was in the newspaper, so it's got to be right. But well done for all pharmacists, World Pharmacist Day yesterday.
Yes, congratulations to you also, Gerald, as a pharmacist.
Well, look, I'm a tiny cog in a huge wheel, because pharmacists are there, they're available, and well done, ladies and gentlemen.
We are also going to learn about sublingual spray and how liposomal supplements can benefit those who struggle with tablets and capsules. These are words I'm not familiar with, so you two are going to explain to us what sublingual spray is later on.
Just think, Joe, when you're tasting some wine, using these little areas in your mouth to taste wine. Now, that should relate it.
All right. My ears are pricked up. I'm sure I will follow easily now that you relate it to that. Of course, we love to hear from you with any questions to support your health. 131 873. We'd love you to give us a call. Gerald's here to answer your questions. But perhaps you've experienced burnout. What did you do? Were you able to reboot your life? Or perhaps find some day-to-day strategies to alleviate your burnout. We'd love to hear from you. 131 873. Next, we'll take your calls and learn how to identify burnout in ourselves. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Make your vitamins get to work right away with Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays. Simply spray it under your tongue and VitaQuick's enhanced absorption and rapid uptake system ensures that vitamins and nutrients start absorbing immediately. Support your general health and well-being with natural supplements in a convenient spray. Discover Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays from $19.95. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays available now for $19.95. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873, with any of your questions today. At the top, we're talking burnout, and we'd love to hear from you if you've had experience of burnout. The symptoms associated with burnout include fatigue, lack of focus, trouble completing minor tasks, chronic stress. The list goes on and on. And work burnout is an official medical syndrome now that can occur in any workplace or industry or even unpaid work. Perfectionistic and work-focused traits are the biggest red flags for those developing burnout. Does that relate to you there, Sarah?
My face looked so guilty just then.
I've never heard of perfectionism.
What do you mean?
But relatively little is known about what causes it, how it differs from other psychological conditions and how it can be treated. So let's learn more from Professor Gordon Parker AO, who has researched this and has written a book recently published, Burnout, A Guide to Identifying Burnout and Pathways to Recovery. Good morning, Professor. It's lovely to have you on the show. Good morning. Indeed. Can you help us understand a little more about how we've sort of landed in a society where so many Australians are battling with burnout?
Yes, burnout has always existed. There are, you know, descriptions going back 2,000 years, and in fact it was one of the cardinal sins early on in those days. But the increased rates that have become absolutely, you know, clear-cut and continue to increase have been very distinctive in the last few decades. And I think there are a couple of reasons for that. One is the technological world that we live in, where workers and even non-workers now are constantly available, either, you know, by their phone or some other device. And so they really can't turn their devices off and they can't turn their brain off. Even if you walk down the street, you know, and you see so many people focused on their phone rather than looking at the world and looking at nature and so on and so forth. So the technological imperative, I think, has been a key factor. Another aspect that I think is worthy of emphasis is that historically, burnout has been only aligned with people in formal workplaces, whereas it's quite clear that people with demanding home responsibilities, whereas looking after children who have either problems or other issues that make great demands, or frail relatives that also make great demands, or in fact both, this is not uncommon. And, in fact, you actually get the same burnout syndrome in that situation as you do in those informal workplaces. And the point I'd make there is that if you look at burnout from the other side of the coin and look at the story about well-being and happiness, we were encouraged to think for a long period of time that as there were more household-saving devices like washing machines and whatever, that levels of happiness and well-being would go up. And what has happened over the last three or four decades is in every Western country, while well-being rates for men have stayed the same, they've actually dropped for women. And I think the issue bringing those two together is that women are increasingly required to no longer be just involved in, quotes, home duties, but to have a job, to be a wife, look after the mother, and of course with COVID to do the homeschooling as well. So I think they're the key factors, the technological imperative and also, you know, societal changes.
Well, I think with the information overload that's so characteristic of our modern times, it's not surprising that it's become so much more widespread. But it seems that burnout, you know, identifying it and getting help to combat it is what seems quite difficult. In my own personal experience, I'm thrilled to be speaking with you today. What are some of the signs that, you know, we should be looking for to identify it?
Right. Well, the official definition of burnout in the World Health Organization manual and also in the key measure that's been used for 40 years, has actually only three symptoms. One is exhaustion, secondly, a loss of empathy, and thirdly, compromised work performance. What we've shown in our research, and other studies have also given a tick to many of the items that I'll go through, is a much richer set. So certainly there is exhaustion, and that is the key feature. People feel exhausted right across the day. Secondly, the concept of loss of empathy or compassion fatigue is a bit limited. I think it's more useful to view it as a lack of general pleasure in life, a lack of joie de vivre, a lack of spark. Thirdly, there's a very important dimension of cognitive impairment where people say, I can't remember things or retain things as well as I could. When I read, I tend to scan rather than in depth, and some women will say it's like you know, baby brain, that this cognitive fog that they feel. Yes, of course you get decreased work productivity, but that's probably a consequence. After that, 50% of people will have depressive symptoms and anxiety symptoms. You also get insomnia quite commonly, despite people feeling exhausted. And most people will also report that sleep does no longer refresh them. And after that, you can get a whole series of physical problems. So some people will actually fall to the ground because of a drop in blood pressure. Some people become incontinent, would you believe? Immunological functioning is compromised, so people get more infections. Mm. So there's really quite a big set of features that are integral to the condition.
Gordon, I went on to Wikipedia yesterday, and after about 25 minutes of reading what the definition of occupational burnout is, it obviously is something that is much more deep and meaningful than what we've observed. But back in 1974, an American psychologist said he observed that people, burnt out workers, looked and acted and seemed depressed. Are we too quick then to rush off to the GP and look for anti-anxiety medications to act as a crutch, or is it not being diagnosed at that level sufficiently?
There are a few things to come up with in terms of responding to that big question. In our book, we have a measure of burnout called the Sydney Burnout Measure, and it's got great capacity to pick up with people who have true burnout. Anyone with true burnout will get a decent score on the measure. The problem is, as for all other measures of burnout, its so-called specificity isn't quite so high. So, in fact, if you had significant depression or significant anxiety, you would also score quite high on this measure because there is a bit of an overlap. And so the key issue then becomes, well, if our measure and all the other measures are not as specific as we would like, in a sense they're a bit like a thermometer. They'll tell you you've got a temperature or not, but they won't say whether your temperature is due to the flu or meningitis. Then, in fact, you need what we call a clinical reasoning approach, and we have that in the book. Because you could have a high score on a burnout measure because you're anemic or you're having chemotherapy or this or that. And therefore, you need to go to a health practitioner who knows something about burnout and distinguishes it from depression. And a big debate over the decades has been, is burnout simply equivalent to depression? Are they the same? We've got lots of arguments, which I won't go through of necessity, to suggest that they're not. However, as I mentioned before, people with burnout commonly will have depressive symptoms, and people with depression are slightly more likely to get burnout. So what you need is a sophisticated clinical assessment. And the problem here is that health professionals largely haven't been trained in diagnosing or managing burnout. And so I, as a medical student, never had a lecture, as a doctor, never had a lecture, as a psychiatrist over the decades, I've never had a lecture on burnout. And so what happens when somebody turns up to see, say, their general practitioner or psychologist, and they've got symptoms of burnout? These days, they'll still most commonly get a diagnosis of depression. And then probably if they've gone to a medical practitioner, they get put on an antidepressant.
So, Professor, just very quickly, if we're listening to this and thinking, this is me right now, what can I do? Just very quickly, what can we do to respond to the fact that we might be experiencing burnout?
We go through a number of components in the book. What we found from a study of over 1,200 people, they found most effective was talking to somebody else, so obviously ventilating, getting it out, exercise, holiday if you could, and then de-stressing strategies like meditation and mindfulness. You also need to identify the stressor, and again, we have an appendix in the book that allows people to tick off what it is in terms of their work circumstances. Those are the key issues that need to be addressed, but then you also need to look at your personality style. So if you're a really good person, a good worker, reliable, dutiful, always staying longer and rather perfectionistic, then it's also important to consider how to tweak that.
Mm. So many things that are really important to acknowledge, and I think removing the stigma of saying, actually, I'm not handling this right now. I'm putting my hand up and saying we need to address this. And employers, there's a huge amount of onus on employers to respond to that. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor Gordon Parker. The book is Burnout, A Guide to Identifying Burnout and Pathways to Recovery. Thanks, Gordon. You have a great day.
Thank you very much.
We'll get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Spending more time indoors with one in four Aussies vitamin D deficient. Let's look on the bright side. Go to Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse can help. This high strength 1000 IU formula provides a full maximum daily dose of vitamin D3, all in a convenient one a day, easy to take capsule. Go Healthy's Go Vitamin D3 is just $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays available now for $19.95. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We've just been speaking about burnout, and if you're interested in more knowledge and strategies to help with work burnout, check out the House of Wellness podcast, Best of You. Episode 5 is all about this very issue, and my co-host is Dr. Jamie Lee in this series. She's a medical doctor and performance specialist who works in this field with large organisations all around the world. So that's episode 5 of the Best of You podcast. If you just search Best of You podcast, wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to find it. So check that one out. And as we said, we'd love to hear from you, 131-873. Jen in Sackville, you relate to this conversation around burnout?
Oh, my goodness. Listening to Gordon was like a light bulb moment. You know, I had all sorts of burnout, not just work burnout, but single mother burnout, all sorts of burnout. Everyone's saying you've got to get some strategies. You've got to do some mindfulness practices. You've got to do, and I tried everything, but what I didn't do, I didn't put my hand up and ask for help, because that's not the way I was raised. You know, we were raised to be strong.
Yep, toughen up was the phrase, Jen, wasn't it? Toughen up, sunshine. So you've come out of that space now.
Well, I've gone in and out of it numerous times. So the first time, my youngest son was halfway through grade 12, and my goal for myself was, I've got to get my kids through school. I was a single mother. I've got to do this. And then menopause hit and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, my gosh. And then so I did come out of it. It was very, very messy, and I came out of it, and then I put myself back in it again.
I think a good investment would be...
Toughened, toughened up, went back to work, and then went through it again.
Jen, a good investment would be Professor Parker's book. To have it just on your bedside table, refer to any relevant bits, do you think, Sarah?
Absolutely. And I think also just, I think it does become quite cyclical because you just expect so much of yourself and our identities are so wrapped up in the idea of productivity and, you know, serving others. But you really do, you can't serve anyone if you wipe yourself out to the point where you're bedridden. So
serve yourself.
Serve yourself first. It's like putting your you know, on an aeroplane, not that we remember what those are, but putting your mask on first before you look after others because you do need to have a cup to give of.
It's very difficult, though, to set those boundaries for yourself, particularly as a mother and a single mother. Oh, my goodness. Mm. Single parents, just there is no off switch for them. There's no downtime. So, yes, thank you so much for your call Jen. Hey, before we get to the break, I wanted to mention, and you spoke that it was World Pharmacist Day yesterday, Gerald, during the week, 1 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Australia. So they thought an opportunity just to sort of explore a little bit more about that because pharmacists are now able to administer the Moderna vaccine, Gerald.
So pharmacists have been waiting since about January or February this year to be given the opportunity to help deliver the vaccination rollout. They now have that opportunity. So rather than try and point out the differences, which has caused enormous confusions in the community and hasn't helped at all, this is another opportunity for a convenient way to be vaccinated. It's a double vaccination, and Barbara was concerned about that. A double vaccination because that's what the evidence claims that we need. So you can, in most pharmacies group, in pharmacy groups, certainly Chemist Warehouse, get online, tick the box, book an online consult, and away you go. You're in and out, and it's so easy and so convenient. So our plea, just get vaccinated.
And it is available for people as young as 12,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, but again, you go through that with the pharmacist, and all things work out.
All righty. Well, we will get to more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays available now for $19.95. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sarah Davidson. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We have been speaking about burnout, such a really important conversation to really break down the stigma to be able to say, actually, it's too much for me right now. Clint in Ashwood, what's your perspective?
Yeah, hi guys. Look, when I was younger, I had a leadership opportunity and I was working my way up the ladder as we're sort of expected to do. And it burnt me out quite badly because I sort of wasn't ready for it. I wasn't prepared. And I went down the road of sort of antidepressants and psychologists, et cetera. But ultimately, my fix was just to take a step back and do a job that makes me happy. And I guess my message that I want to share is that initially, there'll be some guilt about doing so, and you'll sort of wonder why you're going backwards, but it was a weight off my shoulders, and I couldn't be happier moving forward. Well done. Yeah.
Oh, Clint, it's so interesting that you say that because I think one of the things that people don't understand as easily is that they think you burn out from doing too much of a bad thing, but you can actually get an opportunity that you wanted and it can feel good at the time. It could be something you've always aimed for, but you can have too much of a good thing that can lead you to burnout, which means sometimes you do have to say no or take a step back from something you want to do in order to put yourself first. So good on you for taking a step back.
Yeah, and acknowledging, I suppose, that you could be surrounded by people who say, no, you should be really thrilled, keep doing what you're doing, and actually be able to put your hand up and say, no, what's right for me is to do this differently, you know, which can be hard. Mm. You know, there's lots
but it's not admission of defeat.
No,
yet probably
that's it.
We program our kids to always be as successful and as perfectionist as you possibly can. Mm. And it's toxic.
Mm, that's exactly right. Thank you so much, Clint, for your perspective. Now, okay, so Gerald and Sarah, I know this is more your expertise, this conversation. Sublingual sprays, okay, which is when you're spritzing vitamins and minerals under the tongue, and it's a great way for people who can't swallow tablets. But can tell me more about it because I don't really understand it. It's something new for me.
Quite simply, Joe, when you swallow a capsule or a tablet, it goes into your tummy, it's dissolved, it gets into your bloodstream, passes through your liver, and a fair bit of it is eliminated from your body. That's the function of your liver. And that's why you have repeating doses all the time. The other option is to inject or because it goes straight into the bloodstream, or popped something in your mouth that can dissolve, that is easy to absorb from the tiny little blood vessels that are in your mouth. This goes back to a pill that was available 50 years ago called Anginine that we used to give for people with angina. And within seconds, half an Anginine under your tongue would relieve the chest pain. That's how quickly something in your mouth is absorbed into your bloodstream. And I know you don't enjoy swallowing pills and things, Sarah.
Oh, if I can avoid it, yes. I absolutely will. So these sublingual sprays have been amazing. And at the beginning for me, it was more of just the alternate method to avoid the, you know, swallowing tablets. But I didn't realise the efficacy is actually so high. And the fact that they don't require the body to digest and absorb the nutrients in the gut. Mm. So for anyone who has leaky gut syndrome as well, it gets around that from a digestive point of view. It's faster. You can carry, you know, you can just have it in your handbag. And I also learned, I mean, we'll hear this on the segment today on the show, but it's because they're carried in liposomes, which are tiny bubbles that house the compound, and they're ideal carriers for therapeutic molecules. So they're like nice little bubbles that just transport everything through your body.
Quite simple. So you lower dose and good effects.
Mm, that sounds good to me. You mentioned the TV show there, Sarah. We are back on Channel 7 today at midday. Also on that show, there's a fantastic conversation around prostate health, which I think you just can't talk about enough, really. And also, I do believe, GQ, you and Heinze make a Mexican-inspired breakfast.
It's a red-hot segment. Oh, like that?
It sounds
lovely. Is
going
to be waiting for us at the end of this show?
No.
So you can check out House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7, and we're back on your screens on Friday at 2 o'clock as well on Channel 7. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Judy in Queenscliff.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Joe, Sarah and Gerald.
How can we help?
Gerald, I'm ringing up on behalf of my sister who lives up on the north coast of New South Wales.
Yes.
She had a tooth extracted about 11 days ago. The dentist gave her some pretty strong penicillin tablets. She had some really strange reactions to it. So she went back to the dentist and he said, oh, you've had an allergic reaction to the tablets. So they changed the antibiotics.
Yes.
Her symptoms did not improve. She had swelling of the mouth, the lips. Her speech was strange. It sounded like she had had a stroke. Mm-hmm. She had dizziness. She was hanging on to chairs because she thought she was going to fall. So she went back to her GP twice, and the GP said, keep taking the fluid tablets. It's just a reaction. Fortunately, her neighbour is a nurse and realised how she was not improving on Wednesday, call for an ambulance. Yesterday, she was being showered, and fortunately, the nurse was drying her and noticed a paralysis tick in her back.
There you go. That explains everything, Judy. And these, this is a potentially... So where is she up to now?
They've identified... I think, which is an advantage, she has been on antibiotics all that time. She was on a drip with fluids.
Okay.
They said within an hour they could see an improvement in her. Her speech was better. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to send her to like a rehab hospital just to recover from all of this. But I'm wondering, is there something that I can get for her just to give her a bit of a boost or something? Because she's been hit by a, you know, it's terrible, all these symptoms. Just dreadful.
And look, the problem with the ticks is there is a disease called Lyme disease, which we know a lot about in Australia, but we really don't understand a lot about it compared to other countries. So the simplest thing, Judy, is to ask her to start on vitamin D, which is just a wonderful handbrake on stopping falling immune function. So 2 vitamin D capsules every day, and let's hope that rehab really gets her back to where she should be. But she'll need some care for a while to make sure there's no residual symptoms of that tick, which is could have been there for all of that time she's been in hospital, possibly even before she had the dental work done. So there's a lot of unknowns at this stage. So she'll need some care.
All the best with that, Judy. That does sound terrible. I've not really been across what a tick does.
This is a Borrelia infection, a bacterial infection, and it is the great, it's called the great imitator. So it has neurological ramifications as well as all these other things. Judy mentioned sort of semi-paralysis. Mm. Again, can happen with this particular tick that's pretty common in outback Australia.
Well, it'd be handy for us all to know what the symptoms are for that so we can look out for it.
Well, you don't, as Judy's sister, you often don't show symptoms straight away. Yes. And you head off and you're treated for the symptoms without actually any investigation for the tick, which is still in her skin.
Wow. Well, keep your calls coming, 131 873 for any questions that you might have for your health. We'll get to more of those next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Make your vitamins get to work right away with Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays. Simply spray it under your tongue, and VitaQuick's enhanced absorption and rapid uptake system ensures that vitamins and nutrients start absorbing immediately. Support your general health and well-being with natural supplements in a convenient spray. Discover Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays from $19.95. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays available now for $19.95. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Now, Gerald, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and Wednesday is World Heart Day, which is all about challenging each of us to take control of our heart health. So as we continue to explore ubiquinol, it has quite a role to play in heart health, doesn't it?
It's the heart is the organ which requires enormous supplies of ubiquinol to help generate muscle function, because the heart is really one big muscle. So that's how all the original research from ubiquinol and coenzyme Q10 first started, remembering that ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form, so 3 to 4 times stronger than regular Q10. We've talked often about energy, about recovery and all sorts of energy-producing issues. If there's one organ in our body that needs strength and resilience, it's our heart, and that's really a fundamental role. So if any cardiovascular disease issues, speak to your health practitioner, pharmacist, naturopath, even the GPs are really in on this now to find out how relevant ubiquinol can be.
And shout out to all the Demon supporters around the country whose heart must be full today after that win yesterday, Sarah. Mm.
Cannot wipe the smile off my face. I'm surprised I have a voice today.
Yes. One in my house whose heart was racing last night, I can tell you.
Yes, so congratulations on winning that AFL Grand Final. It's very exciting for you guys. Let's get quickly to some calls. Brian in Brighton, Queensland. Hi there, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi there. Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure.
Look, I just wonder, I've got to have a coronary calcium score test.
Good.
I was just wondering, if I have that and it's high, mm-hmm. what can be done to counteract that?
Well, the first thing, Brian, not to worry about the score until you've had the test done. So it's a very simple test, and it will see whether there's any calcium deposits in the main blood vessels in your heart. If it's high, your doctor may have some simple suggestions to get around that, because it's an indicator of some issues. But the simplest supplement to consider is vitamin K2, because that stops calcium coming out of solution and being deposited in your coronary arteries. So that's the supplement, but be guided by what your GP says.
Thanks, Brian. And we have time for Donnie in Parkingside, Brisbane. Hi there, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi there. Hello, hi there. My daughter has cancer, a rare cancer. She's 2 weeks into a 6 weeks radiation. She has got thrush on steroids. Mm. I'm just wondering if there's anything that, you know, can help her.
Hopefully.
She can't eat.
So soft foods, Donnie, very important. But her doctor, either her oncologist or a GP, will give her some options on antifungals that are no more difficult to take than just a solution you squeeze into your mouth, and that will treat the fungus in her mouth. But if it's further down into her throat, then what she's got to do is make sure she keeps this solution in her mouth, swallows it, and it will act locally. So there's a number, there's things like Canesten, there's Dactarin, there's a whole lot. Speak to your pharmacist, and if her mouth is really sore, one of the smoother options would be the best way to go. But it can be treated, and give her our best wishes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Donnie, and yes, all the best to your daughter. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. We're sorry we aren't able to take any more, but of course you can head to the website houseofwellness.com.au. to the Ask tab.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald is there to answer your questions, and we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Henry Bloom's VitaQuick liposomal sprays available now for $19.95. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been lovely to share the last hour with you on the House of Wellness. And, of course, we are back today at midday on Channel 7, House of Wellness TV. And, Sarah, I believe you were doing something called aerial yoga on today's show.
I was indeed. Absolute joy to be hanging from a hammock and just, I mean, Shavasana, as Gerald and I were just speaking about, is my favourite pose.
Mine as well. I can go off into space.
Absolutely. But doing it in a hammock and just swinging, you feel so weightless. It's like being back in the womb. It's very relaxing, very comforting. And also you have that extra support of the hammock around your back. And it's absolutely wonderful. I could achieve poses I could never do in real life. So it's quite wonderful.
Well, I achieve poses. I do yoga 3 times a week, but some of my poses take me 5 minutes to get out of.
Well, we need to get you in a hammock then.
I think I'm just trying to work out how I can put one in the roof.
You've just given me an image of a pretzel for some reason, Gerald.
Almost, Joe. Almost, yes. Almost.
Such a funny
image. And our instructor says only a couple of minutes to go, and you think, oh, God.
When will it end? Well, thank you so much, Gerald. It's been awesome as always.
Good to see you, Sarah.
Do
thanks, Joe.
Check out houseofwellness.com.au for any more information on what you've heard today. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week. I'm not afraid to be me.